I love that. Let's go, because I've been sharing Christmas with a six-year-old and a three-year-old who are really into Paw Patrol. And it's like, we can do this, Grandma. Let's go. Whether she's jumping in the swimming pool on Boxing Day or charging upstairs because we've got to get pyjamas on. Anyway, let's pray. Father, thank you for Christmas. Thank you for this amazing story. We ask, Lord, that you'd be with us now and you would really send your Holy Spirit to show us more of just who this child, this baby Jesus, this Saviour, Christ the Lord, is. We ask it in your precious name. Amen. Amen. I'm really not terribly into television much because sometimes the only decent thing, it seems to me, is the adverts. My favourite advert, I have to say, is this is not just food, this is M&S food. I wanted to get one. This one's got a chocolate log on, but there is one that's got this amazing Christmas pudding, and you cut into it, and it's full of salted caramel. Have you seen that one? Did anybody have one of those? I was so dumb, but I'm too traditional. I couldn't do it in the end. But anyway, it's funny, when I came into church this morning, I was greeted by Percy. You know, some of you will know Percy, and you're saying, oh, well, it's all over. It's all over this Christmas, you know, and people don't realise. It's not just all about eating and food and this, that and the other. It's about Jesus. And so I reckon that's quite a good thing, isn't it? It's not just Christmas. It's Jesus' Christmas. It's about him, really. Anyway, the shepherds, I really think the shepherds get a bad press, actually. I know Lydia was talking about it on that amazing service we had, the carol service. And all the commentaries say it. They say if you were the lowest of the low, you had to be a shepherd. You know, if you weren't qualified for anything, if you couldn't do anything, you could be a shepherd. And you remember she said even the night shepherds were even lower than that because they just had the sheep to look after and the sheep were asleep at night. So, I'm just going to get my... Yes, I've got my act together. It's okay. Right. So, and I looked up the concordance, one of them, and it said just that actually they were often thieves because nobody could tell one sheep from another, so they'd... You know, they could pinch the best sheep or they, you know, they could lose a few. So shepherds always get a bad press. But I have to say that I think these shepherds that we were singing about and reading about and whatever were not just shepherds. These were Bethlehem shepherds. And Bethlehem is really near to Jerusalem. And Roger and I found this when it was our 40th wedding anniversary. So many years ago, we went to Israel. It's the only time we've ever been to Israel. And we had a room in our hotel near Rachel's tomb. And this hotel looked out over this plain that was shrub and desert. And in the distance, there was this little settlement. And so we got the maps out and thought, what is, you know, it was Bethlehem. I had no idea Bethlehem was so near to Jerusalem. I'm sure Jerusalem wasn't as big as that when Jesus was born, but even so, it's sort of walking distance. So really, the shepherds in that area, probably were quite special because of Jerusalem. Because in Jerusalem, there was that massive temple built by Herod, which was on the temple, the site where Solomon built his temple, and that's where they sacrificed all the animals, because the Jews believed that if there was sin, then there had to be blood, and there was a big altar there, and they would take the sheep and cut their throats. throats. I shouldn't say this if children are around. And then take the blood and sprinkle it on the altar. And they really believe that it took away their sin. So these, even the shepherds might have been special because they were Bethlehem shepherds, but the sheep were probably not just sheep, but sheep for sacrifice. So I think, it was. I wanted to read something that I found in this Bible. This is not. Martin, I said in the first service that Martin, if I was heretical, Martin would tell me, because this isn't in the Bible, this is just a commentary, but this is what it said. And actually, I Googled it this morning, and it's even on Google, so I think it's probably right. Right, a baby lying in a feeding trough where animals were kept nearby, wrapped in strips of cloth, became a sign of the man Saviour's life on earth. Now, it's really hit me that those shepherds, the angels said to them, I mean, that was bad enough, and angels coming and glory and all that. And the angel said, and this shall be a sign to you. This is going to be the miraculous. This is going to be the revelation. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. So I'm going back to this bit now. It says here, so a baby lying in a feeding trough or a manger where animals were kept nearby, wrapped in strips of cloth, became a sign of the man Saviour's life on earth. He entered the world as a lowly baby, and though he is the mighty God, he lived his life on earth in gentleness before all. The shepherds that night were possibly near Bethlehem, near Migdal Eder, the watchtower of the flock. Now I'm going to break in here because when I Googled it this morning, Migdal Eder is near Rachel's tomb. It's on the road between Bethlehem and Jerusalem. It's sort of right between the two. And so they had this watchtower of the flock there. Now listen to this. If you don't know this, this will make you, well, it's made me cry. This would fulfill the prophecies in Micah 5:2 and Micah 4:8, which said, to you he will come, your dominion, your kingdom from of old will arrive. It was at the lowest floor of this watchtower at Migdal Eder that the birthing of the Passover lambs would take place. Selected ewes, you see, not the ewes weren't even ordinary ewes, selected ewes that were about to give birth were brought there. After the birth, the lambs, the priestly shepherds would wrap the lambs in cloth and lay them in a manger lined with soft hay to prevent them from hurting themselves. For Passover lambs must be unblemished with no bruise